Blog Talk Radio.
Stop this.
I'll be committed.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry talk show. And Happy New Year's to you. I see that many of you are calling in. I'm hearing some thundering behind me in this room. If I hear some lightning, I'm going to have to hang up. So I think that we're safe right this minute, but if it gets any worse, the rain has started again. Because it really was really bad earlier. I'm sure you experienced what I experienced, lots of wind and rain early this evening. But I just heard the rain is coming back again, and then a little bit of thundering. So like I say, if I keep hearing something, I don't believe in being on the computer, the telephone, or none of those things while the weather's going. But Happy New Year's to all of you. I am so glad you were able to tune in, and I just hope that we can stay on. I am going to make things a little bit short tonight because what I want to go over, I would like to go with more people. When I sent the text out earlier, I said it's based on weather permits, whether we're going to have a show or not. So I'm not having I see people still calling in, so that's a good thing. That's a good sign because I didn't want to share the things that I want to talk about tonight and everybody didn't benefit from it. So I'll continue to watch the numbers coming in. But Happy New Year's once again. I want to start off with some announcement because this is in case if we don't get through to everything that I wanted to talk about. The first thing is every month, we're getting back into the swing of things that we used to do previously. We used to have a meeting every third Saturday. And we're going to begin that in person this month. The third Saturday is January 21st. Now, it is normally at my home. It might not be at my home because I am still under construction. I'm still trying to get these things done in my kitchen. And normally I prepare a continental breakfast, but, oh, it's really raining hard out there. But anyway, it's going to be in person. But if it's not at my home, it's going to be close by. I'm thinking about having it at one of the libraries. I have about 3 libraries in the area. And they have a private room that you can rent, you know, pretty much free to the public, I think a little small fee. And I'm going to try to see if I got 3 of them in a matter of 5 minutes, 6 minutes away from me. Some is about maybe less than 5 minutes, and the other is maybe 5 or 6 minutes. But thinking about having it there, we still will have a little bit of refreshment, breakfast stuff that we can have to drink and eat and all that stuff. But if everything is okay down, once they complete the project in my kitchen, there's going to be a lot of dust all over the place. And it's not as much, but I might not have enough time to clean. And I'm not going to push myself to have it because I am already exhausted and going through some stuff right now because I don't have a kitchen, access to a kitchen. I do have access to the microwave and put a little bit on the stove, you know, whatever, but I can't cook anything because I got to wash whatever I cook. And I don't have a sink and a whole lot of other stuff that's going on. No, and not much of a countertop. But I had some water damage that developed into mold. So that's what I'm dealing with. But it's getting towards the end of the project. But I wanted to open up my house again so you all will be able to come and let's see each other again and also encourage each other and talk about different things that you may want to have questions for or whatever. But, and also, I wanted to, we have, in the last few weeks, I've been getting a lot of people calling me about new widows up until yesterday. So there are people out there, new widows, that need to be encouraged, need to be embraced. And that's what the Next Chapter Widows Ministry does. We embrace and encourage widows and help them to let them know that they can get through it. It takes some time because it's very difficult. It's not something that they can do overnight, but with all of the seasoned widows reaching out to you and then you seeing them, knowing that, you know, if they did it, you can get through this as well. So we want to get back into seeing each other so we can show you love and also letting you know that you are not in this walk alone. So that's one of the main things I want to get through, and just in case the weather starts, you know, letting you know that we're going to start meeting again. We're going to have something really nice for you in February. We always have a Valentine party, and we're going to do that again. By that time, my house should be back in order. If they don't have it there, we're going to have it at a restaurant, a different restaurant, not Magnolia Room. We're going to go to someplace else that you will probably like. And we're going to dress up in our red outfits, and we're going to have fun. We're going to have live entertainment. We're going to find somebody different this time. But we normally have this guy. He's nice. His name is Willie Jackson. He always come and serenade us. But we're going to do something a little bit. We try to do things a little bit different every time, you know, to give you some surprises. So just knowing that we are back getting back into the regular routine that we were before the pandemic. Everything was virtual or by talk show or whatever. So we want to be able to see you guys and encourage you and give you hugs and kisses and all that stuff. Not kisses, but just hugs. But, and the other, let me see what else. I also wanted to tell you about this as well, that those shoeboxes, they were so beautifully wrapped, and we delivered them right after we left the restaurant. We went straight to the organization. It's called One Talent Incorporated. They were having their Christmas party also, And we wanted to get over there to make sure that we gave them these shoeboxes because this was their last event that they were having with these young ladies on that day. That was on that day. So they would not see them until January. So there was a perfect timing. We both were having events at the same time, but theirs lasted much longer. So one thing I wanted to tell you, how good God is. There were 34 young ladies, all different ages from 8 to 18 years old. And one young lady, she had just graduated. She's in the 20s, early 20s. She just graduated from Georgia State. And she was there also. And I made a special shoebox just for her. I put more grown-up stuff in her box. And I had a card. I just put on the card, and then you could see the card that says congrats and colorful. And I posted on Facebook. So I'm not sure how many of you are on my Facebook page. So it's on. And then it's not on our Facebook page. I think the lady that normally posts all of the pictures and stuff, she's been not under the weather. So she has not posted to the Facebook page, but I posted on my page. So, but it was really a great success. But one thing I wanted to let you know, we asked for 50, and I really was saying 50 because I wanted to make sure that we did get enough. We didn't get 50, but guess what? We got a total of 34 beautiful wrapped shoeboxes with beautiful, I'm sure y'all had beautiful stuff inside. And guess what? It was just enough. It was just enough. See how God worked things out? We did not have less. We had just enough. So thank you all who all supported our community outreach. We do that every year. And last year, other years, we have done it to our homeless shelter for women and children. We have done it for many years, so we decided to do something different. And these young ladies, they were just very happy and pleased with, you know, what we gave when we brought all those shoeboxes. I mean, 34 of them. So it was wonderful. We took pictures, and the owner, she was just so happy and really excited that we wanted to support the young ladies. And these young ladies are being mentored by this organization, such as financial literacy, self-esteem, etiquette, music, art, and those things. Things that would not have been able to take advantage of. So these young girls are being mentored because, you know, they're in a situation at home that they're not getting all the things that they need as they become older young ladies. So we were very happy that we chose this organization this time. And thank you all so much for supporting this effort. So each year we'll do something different. There are some other things that we're going to do next year because we're getting back out there and not doing everything virtual. So just know that once a year we do a community outreach. The other announcement, let me see what else I have written down here. Okay, I also wanted to mention, I hope that you all enjoyed the series that we talked about, Bouncing Back Again. I had a lot of ladies to come on to tell their true testimonies about how they were able to bounce back again. And it takes time. And then, you know, they are much older and they're seasoned widows that have gone through many years ago. But they wanted just to express how it is not to give up and you can get through it. And some of the things that they are doing, they told about the different ministry and stuff that they are, you know, have started and involved in. So just knowing that God has a purpose in all of our lives. So you just have to pray and ask God, what is your purpose? And he will show it to you. Now, the other thing that I have is you have a paper and pen nearby. I wanted to go over some scriptures and positive attributes that you will probably want to write down some of them. Some things that you need to go into another year. Positive things. Things that you, that will help you health-wise, mentally, physically, I would say physically, spiritually, and emotional as well. Because the scripture helps us to, God's word gives us the strength to move forward. And these nuggets will also encourage you to do better as well, if you need to, you know, in any kind of way. So I'm going to go over a few of them, and I'm going to go over a few scripture as well. But I don't want to call it the resolution, because, you know, if we have a resolution, we're going to do something, most of the time by the first or the second month, we're not doing those things anymore. So I am going to give you some things that I think, and then if you can use it, and you decide to do it maybe 12 months instead of just 2 months. But these are not something that exercise or whatever. It has nothing to do with it. It's thoughts. And when you have positive thoughts and do positive things, your life will be better. The first thing is trust your gut. And what I would like to say about just trusting your gut. Now, yes, in order to trust your gut, just remember, you must always ask God for understanding and wisdom so he can instill that in you, because when you trust your gut, you know that it has to be God is encouraging you to make that decision. And there's a scripture behind it that I use. It's Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. So when you commit to him what you're going to do, and also pray for understanding and wisdom, you can feel comfortable if you can trust your gut about something that you're thinking about doing or whatever. And also, next thing is value your time. Value your time with positive things. We love TV. We love the different shows and stuff on TV. I do sometimes do it on weekend more so. I do some binging, looking at some movies and stuff. But that's my way of relaxing and also detoxing, deleting things off of my mind that might be heavy on my mind. And once I start watching those movies, I feel good because I'm into the movie and not thinking about what I was, you know, might be going through or feeling. But still value the time with some positive things. Give abundantly. Give as you can. But giving, when you give something, you will receive something back. Even if someone just says thank you, oh, this is you shouldn't have done that, or whatever it is, it makes you feel good when you give someone something. Or just picking up the telephone and telling them something positive, that's a giving also. Be a better human being. Now, you know today's world, things are getting terrible. People, they're doing horrible things to each other than ever before. The killing and all that stuff. So you become a better human being, and hoping that it will rub off on some of your friends and family as well. And take care of yourself. It is so important for us to take care of ourselves, take care of our health, our mind, body, and soul. And take care of people. Of family members, anyone that you can help and encourage, that will help you as well. Explore what's possible. If something is possible you want to do, then try it. Be confident in your ability. That means just knowing that you can. You know the little book and it says Yes, I can. Oh, yes. Just knowing that you can be confident and you have the ability to accomplish anything that you want to accomplish, but it comes with work. Be constructive and not critical. I'm going to tell y'all a story in a few minutes, but I want to get a little bit further down, and I want you to see if you ever experience that with anyone, but I'll get to that in a minute. But it's relating to being constructive and not critical. This is funny to me. The customer is not always right. Remember in banking, when you go to the bank, they always say the customer is always right. You know, whatever happens, the customer is always right. Well, this is saying the customer is always right. These days, that is a true thing. The customer is not always right because there's a lot of lies and conniving things that are happening these days. So customers, they're always finding ways to get something free. So now these days, the customer is not always right. But before, when I was in banking for 40 years, and always, always were told, the customer is always right in spite of. But now you know how things are happening in the world. Take responsibility for your actions. If you know you did something wrong, take responsibility for it. It's okay to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. So do that. Rebel people who drain your energy. I'm gonna say that one too. There's three of them that's related to the story that I'm gonna tell. Know when you are part of the problem. Now, if something is not going well, and you know you did it to cause it not to go well, I mean, own up to it. Know that you were a part of the problem. You caused that. So you need to say, I'm sorry, I changed your way of handling it in the future. Getting it wrong is part of getting it right. Yes, we make mistakes, and that's how we correct them and get things right. Everything is an exercise in improvement. Your priority is not other people's priority. Just knowing that. Just because you want to do it, that doesn't mean someone else wants to. So just understand that your priority is not always other people's priority. Own your mistake and shortcoming quickly. That's asking for forgiveness and asking God also to change your ways. Just one second. To change things where you can make less mistakes. We all want to be making mistakes, but own your mistakes and shortcoming quickly. Growth and inaction both have opportunity costs. Growth and inaction both have opportunity costs. Next one is giving up and changing course are not the same. Now, let me explain that. Giving up and changing course are not the same. Well, giving up is where you're at a standstill because you gave up, so you're not going to do nothing. You're not going to go any further with it. You gave up. So nothing is going to happen. But changing course are not the same, and that is correct. Because when you change course, you're moving forward. You're moving to another direction, but you're moving forward. And that's what we want you to do as widows. Change your course. Try to find ways that you can get through this walk in your life right now. Find something that will make you happy. I encourage you to go forward. So giving up, you don't want to give up on life. You don't want to give up on what you're going through because you're going to ask God for strength and guidance. And when you do that, you're going to change course and you're going to start going forward in another direction. And I'm hoping that it's going to be in a positive direction. And saying no. Now, many of us like to always say yes because we want to always help somebody else. But sometimes when we help someone else, we say yes, we really don't feel good about it. We just do it because we're trying to please the other person. But just remember, you can say no. So learn how to say no sometimes, because you'll feel better about the situation. It's okay to say no. You don't always have to say yes to everything that someone wants you to do. Doing more for others. The more you do for others, it makes you feel better. It builds your self-esteem and makes you feel better about what you're going through. If you are encouraging someone else, that will make you feel better because of what you're going through. So try helping others in any way that you possibly can. Focusing on greatest impact with least effort. That means focusing on greater impact. I mean, something can really be great in impact, but you took very little effort in doing it. Because you know one thing, practice makes perfect. You become natural with it. So it takes no effort in you doing it. Being selective of who and what gets my energy. That's another one. I'm coming back to my story in a minute. Only working with kind and friendly people. Now, what you think about that? Only working with kind and friendly people. Now, you know, God doesn't just want you to hang out with just nice and friendly people. Because when he wants you to give a testimony out there, it's not always the people that are real nice. I mean, by you saying something nice, you're going to encourage that person. You know how you get in an argument and then you start being nice to that person, saying nice things, regardless of what they're saying to you? They've changed their behavior. So, only working with kind and friendly people, that's not what all God wants us to be. He wants us to help others because those nice ones, they know how to be nice and do good. But the one that needs help, sometimes he will encourage. You find even a homeless person saying something, you can say something nice to that person. Or when you get in the store, there's so many people that you know that that can be mean to you. I mean, say something negative, but you want to smile. Smile back at them. I'm not saying that go around smiling at everyone because more or less people are crazy these days. But God wants us to help the unfortunate people. So, okay, blocking all things negative and toxic. I wanted to add all those things up. I keep telling you, I wanted to tell the story. Now, blocking all things negative and toxin. In the second book that I wrote, Oh Lord, My God, What Am I to Do? Okay. It indicates there to stay away from disgruntled people. And sometimes you have to do that. And I'm going to give you a quick story. It's almost time, but we're going to go over just a few minutes tonight. I'm going to tell you the story. I'm not sure how to call whether she's considered as a real friend now. She's a good person in her own way. And we have been friends for many years. I mean, for quite a while. But she does things that really irks me. You know what? I'm sure you got people out there that does the same thing. But I also try to be nice to her because, you know, we have been around and we both have kids pretty much similar in the same age group. But there's one daughter is not you know, you have kids, they're all not, you're not all proud of. And like I say, if you probably ain't proud of all your kids, but there's one child does a little bit, stay in trouble more than the other. Well, she has one that always have given her a lot of problems and also caused a lot of bad decision that affected the whole family. And she talks about that particular child all the time and really downplay her. You know, you have to lift people up in order for them to be up. But she never gives that person, her daughter, an opportunity to improve. She always looked down on her. And then whenever she's talking to me, we will get on a positive conversation, and there she goes. She goes straight to that daughter and starts saying negative things about her. And I always try to let her know, you know, encourage her not to do that. If the more you talk negative about your daughter, it will continue to happen. Negative attracts negative. And she did it continuously, and it bothered me because I think that if she would encourage her daughter more, say positive things, even in her presence, saying positive, pray about her daughter and say positive things about her daughter, that she will change. But she doesn't talk to her about that particular daughter. Always negative. So what I did, I decided to step back. I started to call less. We do not talk as much. Every major holiday, we've been around each other, so I know her birthday, she knows mine, and we wish each other Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. So here, blocking all things negative and toxic. The way she talks about her daughter is negative and toxic. And I can't stand to be around people who does that, because here I am, I'll try to help you to be positive, because I believe in positive things. If I hear someone is talking, even my grandkids, I start saying something negative, I said, no, let's change that around. Because positive things make positive things happen. If you're negative, the more you talk that negative stuff, it's going to continue to be negative in your environment. So what I'm saying to you, I chose to distance myself with this person, and I prayed. I prayed for her, and I prayed for the daughter. But every time, even now, if I pick the telephone up and call her, the second thing that she's going to talk to me about is her daughter. And it's always something negative. So I had to distance myself because it bothered me a lot because she would not change her ways about her daughter. I don't care how bad your children can do, but not the more you talk about them, the more you are throwing that negative energy out there. And that's what I wanted to share for the different comments that I kept on saying. I said I wanted to talk about someone with this story. And blocking all negative things and toxins. That is so important for you not to continue to do that. So if you know someone, of course you're going to try to tell them, you know, what they're doing is wrong. They need to start talking a positive things about that particular person. I just could not continue because she refused to. She talks to other people about her daughter so much, so when she talks to me, she can't help it. She just starts doing it again. I'll say, let's change the subject because, you know, what you're saying, you shouldn't be saying. You should start saying positive energy about your daughter and praying for her. So that's where I am as far as explaining about blocking all negative and toxic things. So if you know someone, if you're doing that, you need to change that too, because negative does attract negative. It's a real thing. So these are some of the things that I wanted to mention. I'll go over the scriptures next week as far as scripture that you can live by going into 2023. Scripture that will uplift you and And it will help you get through certain things because, you know, we have to believe in God. You must trust God with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding because we don't understand the things that God does sometimes. And we just have to accept it. But we have to believe that whatever choice, whatever decision that he's made, he has his reason for it. So we must trust him with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding because if we lean on our own understanding, it's not going to always be the correct thing that we need to be thinking about or believing in. We must trust God, and we must trust him more than ever now because of what's happening in the world. So that is all I have for tonight, and I want you to, I want you to find time. If there's another widow on your street or in your church, reach out to them because they are going through so much. And when you reach out to them, you're going to feel better about your situation because you're encouraging them. There's so many. I mean, the last couple of weeks, I've received so many different phone calls. And also the other thing, too, our book, A Widow's Touch. I've had two ladies that called and said, I want to get your book. Strangers, I heard about your book, and my friend said there are lots of good stories that will probably help my friend who just lost her husband. Purchase, go to Amazon.com and purchase. Both books are just one book. And give that book. Instead of, you know, flowers will die, but that book will be here forever. And those 26 stories will encourage someone. They will be able to connect with someone's story in that book. So use, that's one inexpensive gift that you can give that person that you know that's going to benefit from that book to encourage them. So your job is to continue to encourage others as God continues to encourage you. He's finding, and let me give you another thing. I know I've gone over one other thing. One of my seasoned widow went into a store a week ago, and she was shopping, and this young lady came up to her, and I spoke to the young lady last night, and she said, something was telling me to go speak to that lady. And she said, I kept looking at her. They were strangers, but to each other. So she decided to go over to this widow who's been a member of our widow for years. And she went. Something God just kept, you know, saying, go and speak to her. And the reason why she went to speak to her girlfriend just recently lost her husband. She's only 30 years old. And guess what happened? She recently had a baby. The husband passed before he could see the baby. Now, I'm not going to call no names or nothing. I want you to just pray for that young lady. Whoever that young lady is, I want you to pray for her. Ask God to give her strength and let her know right now she's probably lost and she doesn't really have a lot of faith in why God did this and why this is happening. But pray that God will show himself to her and also give her the strength that she needs to make the first step to go forward. And just like I talked about going forward, pray for her. 30 years old. But that's all I want to say about her. I just want you to pray for her and let her know one day when she might decide to come and be a part of us. And we're going to let her know how much we've been praying for her before we meet her. And just knowing that that's God's will. But getting back to her friend went and spoke to that lady, which was one of our seasoned widows. And started talking to her about her friend. But the thing told her, she was so concerned. She wanted to find a way to help her friend so much. It was so important for her to reach out to find ways to comfort her. And that's what we're supposed to do with each other, comfort each other. If you know someone, even if they didn't lose their husband, whatever, encourage them, pray for them, and asking God to give them that guidance and love and encouragement that they need at this time. And that's all I have. Be blessed and have a great, just get through the storm, because it's supposed to storm some more tonight. And I'm still hearing rain in the background. But be blessed, and just knowing that this is the year that we must encourage each other. Reach out and touch someone else as you walk through your journey of grief, because it will encourage you. Be blessed and have a great rest of the week. And I'll tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night. And thanks for staying on a little bit longer.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking like everything is okay when you know
you can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will. You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just left.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is better that way. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
You didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can know.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it.